Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
People should have confidence in our election system and a belief that their vote counts. Our democracy must be perpetually defended by every generation of Americans.
Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel says felony charges have been filed against 16 Republicans who acted as fake electors for then-President Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. They're accused of submitting false certificates contending they were legitimate electors, despite Joe Biden's victory in the state. The top charges carry a maximum penalty of 14 years in prison. Several Democrats boycotted Israeli President Isaac Herzog's speech before a joint session of Congress Wednesday. Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan says attending would normalize violence against those living in the occupied West Bank.
The United Nations, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, Israel's own largest human rights organization, B'Tselem, all agree that Israel is an apartheid state.
Meanwhile, the House passed a resolution reaffirming its support for Israel with bipartisan backing. Republican Representative Elise Stefanik of New York says strong ties with Israel are needed now more than ever.
Especially as our adversaries are increasingly emboldened around the world due to Joe Biden's weakness on the global stage.
President Biden has called the current Israeli government the most extreme he has seen in decades as it seeks to overhaul its judicial system. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote on a bill which would create a binding code of ethics for the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island says the bill would impose new requirements for financial disclosures and for recusal from cases in which a justice may have a conflict of interest.
There is dark money influence around the court that is very unhealthy for the institution.
Recent reporting revealed some conservative justices have failed to disclose luxury trips with Republican donors as well as real estate transactions. The state of Maine has enacted one of the least restrictive abortion laws in the country. Governor Janet Mills says the law allows women to receive an abortion at any time if deemed medically necessary by a doctor.
We got to take government out of the decision-making process and put the doctor and patient in charge.
Mills says abortions later in pregnancy are extremely rare. Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire says he will not seek a fifth term in office. Sununu had previously considered a presidential bid in 2024, but warned a crowded field could lead to a Trump renomination. And Phoenix, Arizona has set a heat record with temperatures reaching 110 degrees for 19 consecutive days. 86 million Americans live in areas currently experiencing dangerous heat levels. Scientists say human-caused climate change and a newly formed El Niño in the Pacific are combining to break heat records worldwide. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.